I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, January 20th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka on January 19th announced he will not seek re-election in 2023. Quote, as this, my fifth non-consecutive term as district attorney expires, and as I finish 35 years in elected office, I inform you that I will not be a candidate for district attorney in 2023, unquote, he said. Chyka, 68, then took the opportunity to promote Ryan Carty, the current deputy chief assistant district attorney, as his successor. He said, quote, Ryan Carty has done an outstanding job working in my office for several years, having prosecuted more murder cases and other serious felonies than any other prosecutor in recent memory. Ryan has the experience, leadership abilities, and prosecutorial skills to keep our county the wonderful place we all call home, unquote. Chyka, a lifelong Republican, has no immediate plans to re-enter politics, hinting that he wants to spend more time with his family. Columbia County Democratic Committee Chair Sam Hodge recognized Chyka's years of public service. Quote, I wish him the best in this next chapter, unquote, Hodge said. Quote, it is time for change at the district attorney's office, unquote. Chyka served as DA from 1988 until 1994, then was elected county judge in 2004. He left the bench in 2011 to return to the DA's office. Chyka was born in Hudson and raised on his family's dairy farm in Livingston. He received his undergraduate degree from SUNY Albany and his law degree from the Western New England University School of Law. He served as an assistant district attorney from 1981 through 1985 and as a county public defender from 1986 and 87. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the Preservation League of New York State and the New York State Council on the Arts have announced the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society will receive a 2022 Technical Assistance Grant. During this grant cycle, 19 projects representing 14 counties statewide were selected by an independent panel of preservation professionals. A total of $68,130 was awarded. Quote, we are very grateful to the Preservation League for this grant, which will help the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society restore and preserve our historic lighthouse for the next century, unquote, said Kristen Gamble, president of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society. Quote, aside from the beacon, the Preservation Society is solely responsible for maintaining the lighthouse and seeks additional support to preserve this iconic structure, unquote. An inspection by a certified electrician of the lighthouse electrical system is needed to determine the presence of any safety issues that should be mitigated. The Society will also use the analysis to inform a follow-up survey to determine the feasibility of installing solar panels on the main roof. The ultimate goal would be a solar panel installation that generates enough power for normal operations plus 10 electric heating system. The Lighthouse Society is responsible for the restoration, preservation, and operation of the lighthouse, while the lighthouse beacon remains the responsibility of the U.S. Coast Guard. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Transportation Security Administration officers confiscated 39 handguns at area airport checkpoints in 2022, an increase from 26 guns caught in 2021. The two local airports, New York Stewart International and Westchester County, reported increased gun confiscations last year. Four guns were seized in 2022 at Westchester, up from none in 2021. At Stewart, three guns were seized last year compared with one the year before. Travelers who bring firearms to the checkpoint are subject to criminal charges from law enforcement and civil penalties from the TSA. Even if a traveler has a concealed weapon permit, firearms cannot be carried on an airline. Travelers with proper firearm permits can travel legally with their firearms in their checked bags if they follow a few guidelines. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.